Hi, this is Frank Turner, and you're doing the right thing. You're watching Pop Punk Paradise. Gentlemen, we are in the Rock Hotel Schlacko, and this is the famous Frank Turner, and the sleeping souls.
Yes.
But you're just Frank Turner.
No, I'm just Frank Turner. The sleeping souls are some at the next door.
Yeah, but a great support for you.
Oh yeah, they're like my family. We've been we have a new drummer who's for 3 years now, but other than that, we've been playing together since 2007.
Ah, okay. I saw on Spotify that Sleeping Souls get an own account, but yeah, just two songs. So
the rest of it's coming very soon. They have a... In fact, yesterday I listened to their finished album for the first time, and it's fucking great.
Oh, wow.
I think it's really, really cool that they're doing it, and it's with my guitar tech singing, and he's the one who's super hungover today.
Oh.
So he's not doing any singing today.
But today, not the Sleeping Souls, it's Frank Turner in this room.
Yeah.
So, why I would like to talk with you. I saw you at a Spam Fest. We were there, and it was freaking hot like here.
Yeah, yeah.
But you impressed me a little bit.
Oh, so, thank you very much.
I mean, I hear you on Spotify, on CD, and I thought, okay, it's more acoustic, more soft style. And then I saw you live and say, damn, this guy has a lot of energy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think, like, I've been doing this for a long time, right? And, like, right now, the last record I did is kind of like a punk rock record, and I grew up with punk rock. That's my home, my roots, exactly. You know, I've done lots of other things. I did, like, an electronic album. I've done folk records. I've done lots of different stuff. But right now, I'm feeling very comfortable being in the punk rock world. And what that means is, you know, we play songs from every record live, but, like, the way we play them right now is a bit more punk than they are recorded in some cases. Not every case, but some of them. And I like it. It feels really good. And we just finished recording a new album that's punk as fuck, actually. Okay. So that'll be out next year. But, you know, I've been to lots of different places, and I'll go to more places as well over time. But right now, I'm feeling like a punk rock kid.
Yeah, there's an insane tour to make at the moment, but this is not the point at the moment. When you say you made a punk rock album, I said, oh, I must hear it.
Yeah.
Because the last album, you named it Hardcore.
Yeah, FTHC, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I've been using the logo FTHC since the first day of doing solo stuff. I used to be in punk bands when I was younger. And it's quite hard to have a logo as a solo artist. So I did, you know, the MYHC, all that shit. I did FTHC kind of as a joke, and it stuck, you know, and, you know, whatever it is, 18 years later, I'm still using it. So fucking A.
You should buy a good artist which created, maybe the organizer from the Spamfest made awesome artworks, a little bit advertised. That's our logo. It's from Chris. He made all the Seabright stuff, and I think it's
okay,
awesome.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. You can hold it. It's a present.
Hey, thank you very much. Vielen Dank.
But, the point which he said before the interview was the set on Germany. He tried to speak everything.
Heute Abend ich will sprechen nur auf Deutsch auf Bühne. Aber, hold on. Fuck. It's going to be, some of it will be written on pieces of paper on the floor, you know.
Like school.
Yeah, kind of. But it's like, it's fun, but it's also like a sign of respect, you know what I mean? We're in Germany, I should try and speak in German. It may not be the best German you ever hear in your life, but I will try.
You must think this way. I tried to speak English, and the English people said, hey, you speak much better English than I am German. And
yeah.
This way, what you said, I say it to German. So, you know, the people appreciate it when you try it.
Exactly, exactly. And by the way, you do speak much better English than I speak German. That is also true. But yeah, it's fun. I had some help. The first time I tried to do the whole show in German, I just like used like Google Translate or whatever. And afterwards, my friend Ingo from the Do Nots, he said to me, "You sounded like you were insane on stage." He was like, "You sounded like a robot who was going wrong." He was like, "I will help you." Like, and he helped rewrite some of the stuff for me. Yeah. So it's better now.
Okay. The Do Nots are playing tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. We're going to miss them. I'm very sad. They're very, very good friends of us. Are you interviewing them tomorrow?
No, we got smaller bands, which we asked.
Okay. Okay, well, if you see Ingo, give him a hug from me.
Random hug. Hi, Ingo. Woo.
Yeah, there you go. He'll love it.
Yeah, the spirit of the Do Nots are great too, but I never get in touch with them much.
Oh, okay. I love their music. I sung on a song with them. Fuck, like 12 years ago, and it was cool. They're good people.
Yeah, but I forgot some of the most important question. Okay. Do you know which? How are you?
Oh. I'm very well, thank you. I have a new haircut. It's great.
Yeah, I saw the Instagram. It's lit.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, I'm very well, thank you. I'm really excited about the new record we just made. We're on tour. I mean, I'm trying to not mention COVID as much as possible, but I'm still happy that we're touring again. You know, we had 2 years off the road, and I've been touring since I was 16, and it sucked. I don't really know how to do anything else, so I'm still just really, we're at a fucking festival, there's people here. It's great, I'm happy.
Important question. How is Buddy Cat?
Your
cat.
Oh, awesome. My. She is very well, as far as I know. She doesn't understand FaceTime. So when I talk to my wife on FaceTime, I'm like, put the cat on, and the cat's just like, fucking whatever. But she's good. Yeah, she's all right. Thank you for asking.
No problem. Also, you go off the stage and said, so FaceTime, not with kids, cat. Please give me the cat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like when I get home, I'd give my cat a big hug.
Oh.
And then I give my wife a big hug. But like, I get to speak to my wife every day, you know, like two or three times. But the cat, I didn't get to speak to her when I'm away.
The animal and people connection is the strongest sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I would like to pet, but I never had it, so.
It's the first pet I've had that's been mine. I had lots of dogs when I was a kid, but now she's my cat. She's my girl.
My girl, yeah. Yeah, this is good. And after these 3 gigs which you play here in Germany, you're back in England, right?
I'm going home for like one day, and then I'm going on holiday for like a week. And then we have UK festivals, and then we go to America for a month, and then something else happens, I can't remember right now.
I saw a little, all the countries you are, Australia, US.
And we've got Scandinavia and Spain coming up as well, which is cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, I love touring, I love going, it's very fortunate I get to travel around the world for music. I mean, fuck, that's amazing, right? Yeah. And also, like, right now, I feel like we're kind of wrapping up the end of this FTHC album kind of promotion cycle, because the new record will be out at the start of next year, and then we will do it all again.
Yeah, and then the community asks us, do you come to Germany back?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I can't tell you the details right now, but we've got a new record, there will be a lot of touring in Germany, for sure.
Because Germany, I think they would like to get you on the stage because you're great. I mean,
oh, that's very kind of you to say.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we love touring in Germany. It's always the good time. You always get looked after well. The people are lovely. Yeah, it's a good. I remember, so the first time I played in Germany was in 2009. I was opening for Gaslight Anthem. Wow. And it was before the show, I was super nervous because it was just me and my guitar, no band, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, is anyone in Germany going to understand my lyrics? Is anyone going to give a fuck? Is this going to be good? Is it going to be bad? What the fuck? And the show was at the Underground in Cologne, the old venue there, yeah. And I went on and had one of the best shows of my whole life ever. Everyone went fucking crazy, and I sold all of the merch I had with me for the whole tour on the first day. And I was like, oh, I think Germany's going to be good.
Yeah, Salt and Seabirds, they come to Germany very often, and they said it's so great to tour here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's lovely to be back.
Yeah, that's why. And would you come to Germany or travel around the world and then go to UK, London, to the football games? But you're not a sports fan.
I'm
that's
not
why
a sports guy.
We cannot connect it. I just saw that you wrote about food as answer of the sports question. So
I didn't yeah, I'm not. I'm not a sports guy, I'm afraid. Yeah.
But coming back to the music. What's the perfect music experience on a concert for you? What's
when I'm playing or when I'm going to a concert?
You can say both.
I mean, when I'm playing, it's like, you know, I quite often get asked, like, what's your favorite show? And I think that's a crazy question because I've done, tonight is show number 2,795. So you can't pick one. That's ridiculous. Having said that, on Monday, we played a show in Bern in Switzerland, and it was just a perfect show. Like, it was sold out. It was like, it's like small shows, like 600 people. Yeah. Everybody was lovely. It was outside. The weather was great. We played good. Like, I just felt like I was in the right place at the right time in the universe. You know what I mean? And I had a great time. And then going to show, I mean, I just like, I mean, I go to shows a lot when I'm at home, which isn't very often, but like, so like the other day, there's a new British band you should listen to. They're called The Lottery Winners.
I did hear of them.
Well, they're new. They're coming up right now and they're fucking amazing and they're going to take over the whole world. They're going to be the biggest band in the whole universe.
Yeah, okay.
I sung a song on their first record with them as a guest or whatever, but like, they played my local venue, like 300 capacity venue, you know, 300 people, sold out, everyone going, they're blowing up right now. Like
every local venue?
It's in Colchester, it's called Three Wise Monkeys.
Okay.
In the east of England. But like it was just a perfect show because like they were on fire, the audience was on fire, everybody, it was just, my heart was so full.
Burning.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think in Great Britain we got a lot of cool bands which started too. I mean, as a support act for Bowling for Soup in Cologne, I saw Beauty School.
Okay.
They were awesome when they play, and I didn't expect it. You know.
That's it, right? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I love this to be on shows, and then you're waiting for Bowling for Soup, but the support act, boom.
I agree. You know, 2 days ago we played in Slovenia at Punk Rock Holiday Festival and I saw a band called Cigar. Do you know Cigar?
I know it's no Cigar from Millencolin.
Yeah, no. There's a band called Cigar. They're like quite a technical pop punk band. And I'd never heard of them before. And I was in the dressing room and they were on the stage and they started and I was like, the fuck is this? Like, it sounded crazy to me, like really complicated and technical and everything, but I like that kind of shit. So I ran over to watch them and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is my new favorite band in the fucking world. And like, I mean, just now before we sat down, I was just texting with their bass player and he's my new best friend. But like, they were so good. And I wasn't expecting it at all. I had no idea I was gonna see a band I loved that day. So it was very cool.
It's awesome. You should support a little band.
Oh yeah,
we need them. We need
absolutely. You need new blood.
Yes, but and what's your opinion to a medium band which would like to be bigger but don't make the next step? Did you got
what's my advice? Yeah, I mean, I it's the $1 million question. Everybody wants to know, right? I mean, I think. Some days I'm quite old-fashioned and like idealistic. I just think that if you make the best records, then people will find out eventually.
Travel a lot.
You have to fucking work to let people know about your band. But there's a lot of luck in the music industry as well. I know some amazing bands that didn't blow up, and there's no good reason why they didn't blow up. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's just dumb luck.
the only thing which I can say is, hey, just do your thing like you think you should do it.
Yeah, and do it as best as you can. I think it's important as an artist, as a writer, to be your own harshest critic. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, when I finish a record, maybe not immediately when I finish it, but like, I think about the records I put out and the songs I've written, and I'm like, how could this be better? Yeah. Next time I do it, how do I do it better? You know, and I try to do that all the time. And I think, you know, that's a good discipline, is to be the first in line with things that could improve. Yeah. You know?
And you should do it on your own, because when you ask me, I would say, hey, 4 simple words, more songs like this. But how do you do it? Sometimes it's just... Oh, yeah.
Also, well, I mean, the other thing is, I don't want to repeat myself, so I'm very glad that you like that song. But, I mean, the new record's a punk record, but they're not exactly the same as 4 Simple Words. They're different.
Okay. Now, I will expect your set today and your German words, and I would say, I would like to hold you up, so I say thank you for the interview, and where can I see you the next tour dates?
Well, the next German tour dates will be announced when they're ready, and I don't know when that is, but it's all on the internet, it's on my website or whatever, you know.
Yeah, the website is good. I read the FAQ, and the spirit of you is insane in this question. I mean, I read a nice guy out of these answers.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
So, it's enough good words. I mean, you know how we think about you. The people think, hopefully, that you are good people. And that's the most important thing.
I hope so. That would be nice.
Thank you. So, thank you for the interview.
Vielen Dank.
Wir sehen uns.
Yeah, bis bald.
See you.
Yeah, see you soon.
Bye.